Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in that.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yeah. April 10th, 2024, one day before my 40th birthday. We don't have Andy, we don't have Randy, we have Rob, we have Abe, and we have Bo. And that's going to be just fine. Gentlemen, I had to do a little deep dive. We were talking about during the little podcast about how many people would it take to dispatch a grizzly bear. Well, there is that vulnerable point, like that triangular part over both eyes, and it comes to a point around the nose. That's a good area to, but if you can get there, though, that's the thing. That's what
if you don't know what you're talking about here, make sure to check out the Off the Cuff podcast when it publishes today. There's quite an array of discussions going on.
Names of obscure porn stars. See what else did we get into? Slap fighting. Yep.
Very excited about Power Slap 7
Power
this Friday.
Slap. I'm all for it. I love that stuff. So that was a lot of frivolity and fun. But now we got to get to business, though. We got the Braves, we got the Hawks. Hawks losing double overtime last night. Jalen Johnson, another sprained ankle. You know, he sprains it back in March. Had to miss, 20 games? Had his first triple-double of his career, and then last night, and you saw, I was like, ooh.
I saw him go down and stay down on the other end of the court, but I didn't see the actual ankle turn live. And then they went to the slow-mo replay, see it just. The only way I could say it is like, you know, we each have that bone on the outside of your ankle. It's like, I think the bone hit the floor. Like, that's how much the ankle itself turned. And it was just, you're hopeful, right?
He looked worse than Max Fried covering first in the World Series. You
know? He was able to walk off the floor a little gingerly, but he didn't need a cart or anything like that. So we're hopeful that, you know, maybe it's just a week. Be ready for the play-in rounds. That's kind of my best-case scenario. Maybe even less than that, but it looked pretty bad.
When is first playing game? Is that Wednesday?
I don't even know if we have a schedule for it yet.
Interesting.
You would think as show host I would do a little modicum of research there, but I mean, the season ends, what, Friday and Sunday for the two road games, and then probably Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't know if which one will be in.
And I guess we're going to see Trae Young probably, maybe tonight. That'd be nice because I'm going to be there. I'd like to see Trae.
Looks like there's a good chance. Looks like there's a good chance. And I know we're going to talk a lot more about what Trae coming into the team could bring for this squad. And I think you saw it last night, Rob, to be honest, because this is a team that shot 10 for 46 or 48 or 44 from three in a game that was tied in regulation, tied at the end of the first overtime, and then you lost the plot a little bit there in the second overtime. I don't know, maybe if you made it an 11th three at some point in the game, you probably can win that thing. And so we can sit here and talk about the record of the Hawks without Trae Young, and we'll do that in a little bit. But I think last night, I think the last couple of games showed there are moments in a game where you just simply have to have someone who can create offense, not the team creating offense, but an individual moment of greatness. And quite frankly, there's no one else on this Hawks organization that can do that better than Trae. And last night, more than in recent other games, showed to me why he needs to be available and playing for this team.
And Braves beat the Mets last night. They kind of go out of character rather than the three-run homer, two-run homer. Let's string together six straight singles in the third inning to play some runs. And who would have thought, and you brought this up, Ronaldo Lopez and Chris Sale would be the saviors so far.
I mean, look, injuries aside, because you're dealing with what you're dealing with Spencer Strider, but Max Fried has been almost more frustrating. I mean, Strider, when he was in there, was at least doing okay. The questions are asked about Max Fried. I will say this. After he struggled his way through six runs in the first inning, he got nine of the next 10 batters out, made his way through four, which I would have taken the under, you know, at that point. And so we'll see if he can figure that out and kind of reassociate himself. I don't think he's lost the ability to pitch at a high level. So
it's just
a little speed bump.
It's just baseball. I mean, your bullpen's dominant all weekend, and it's kind of
been
a little lethargic the last two nights.
You've seen this all the time. The difference is you don't see it at the start of the season. If this was a two-game stretch for Max Fried where it just didn't have it in mid-June,
well, of course you could
it's
see
not
it
a big
at the start
deal.
Of the season.
No, I'm saying
they're trying to ramp up, right?
It's hidden, though, if it's in middle of June.
Right.
And it's just a two-game spurt, and then it's a lot different with people panicking. One, because it's the start of the season and what's happening, but also with the Strider. You know, if Strider had gone eight innings, two hits, eight strikeouts, and no injury, people may not be focused on it quite as much.
Well, Braves and Mets again tonight as well. So, and also last night, one of my favorite moments, Anthony Edwards scores 50 points with 50 Cent in the crowd. So Mr. Cent was obviously very delighted to witness that, I would imagine.
Would you have been, like, if he had gone to the free throw line towards the end of the game, do you think he would have clunked it on purpose?
It just,
does he miss?
Keep it at the 50.
Can't score 51 points with 50. What's the point of that? Did you see that NBA game last night had two free throws all game? They set a record.
Wow.
One of the teams went the entire game.
How much shorter was that game than a regular NBA game then? That means they're playing all night. They're flowing. That's like a football game where both teams are running the ball. That clock is just running.
That's got to be like end of season lack of aggressiveness offensively, because like that means you're not taking anything to the rim.
You were kind of resting a little
defense
bit.
Defense is slacking off.
Yep.
Touching no one's elbow.
Wait, what was the game?
I'd have to look it back up. I saw it earlier.
Wow, I think we'd like to see more of that. We'd like to see less officiating, because it seems like they're trying to be a part of every sporting event. Now we add that stupid tackling rule, the hip tackle, which is ridiculous. When we were growing up, what did we call that? Tackling. Now, that's just another thing for the officials to get wrong. So, less officiating, the better. I mean, Max Fried, I think he went into his psychological turmoil when that pitch was clearly a strike up in Philadelphia. Then after that, the Phillies do score three runs. So.
Yeah, it was Celtics-Bucks, by the way. And the Bucks have some issues right now.
They do.
Because Giannis goes down last night. And maybe that was part of why there was only two free throws. Maybe when Giannis went down, the game was already a blowout, and teams were like, all right, let's just kind of dribble out the clock here on this one. But good news for Milwaukee is that he avoided Achilles damage, Giannis Antetokounmpo leaving last night. But that calf injury is going to cost him at least the start of the playoffs. We'll see how far. But got Dame Lillard, man. We've been working our way through the regular season. It's almost Dame time, though.
What is it about those calf injuries? They can kind of just stick around and just be aggravating. You can probably play with it, but you're kind of compromised. Your steps are too slow.
You also can't burst. I mean, that's the concern. That's where your calf really is going to get engaged.
Right.
And so if you need that quick first step, if you need to elevate it, depending on if you're a right foot jumper, left foot jumper, or you jump both feet, I mean, you can really put stress on that thing. And so it's one of those things you've really got to let it heal and just take time off. And there's no, not really much speeding up of that process.
Right.
You just have to sit on it and hydrate, really. Just drink water.
Well, if you're excited about Allen Winans pitching, well, he gets a start tonight for the Braves. So maybe he'll do something wonderful.
Was that the plan? Was he the plan, or was he brought in initially to extend the bullpen? Because remember, you had just had Dylan Lee go multiple innings.
Right.
The day before that, you had Jesse Chavez go multiple innings. And so maybe it was a situation where you thought if you needed a longer arm out of the pen, you would use Winans and call up someone else.
Kind of
since you didn't need him for that purpose.
Just kind of a bullpen game tonight, then, you think? Winans gives you three?
I don't approach it that way. I think
as long as you're getting him out.
Yeah, I don't think he's pitching into the seventh, but if he's in five or six feeling good, 80, 90 pitches, you know, couple hits, one or two, three runs, then yeah.
All right, coming up in What's Trending, we talked about Giannis. Orioles calling up their top prospect, somebody you've probably heard of if you've followed baseball, especially due to his father. Par 3 contest at the Masters as well. All that and more next. Andy and Randy with Abe and Rob, Sports Radio, 99 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And there goes Ronald Acuna, right on cue, and he stole it easily, and he's going to get third pretty easily. The backup catcher, Narvaez, threw it into center field.
Oh, it's really special and important for the whole team. You know, when he gets on, it gets everybody going already. He can do a lot of good things on the base pass. Like you saw tonight, he stole three bags and scored. I mean, all the runs we can put on to win a game, it's important.
That's Ozzy Albies stroking the hair of his boo, Ronald Acuna, talking about his ability to get on base and score runs. Welcome back, Andy and Randy, but we got Abe, we got me, Rob Tribble, and, of course, we got Bo back there as well. Braves won it last night, 6-5. Got a little harrowing, though, late in the inning, late in the ball game, but the Braves were able to hold on for the victory. As for Ronald Acuna, though, my friend, Abe, 256 on the year, no homers, four RBIs, but he scored like 12 runs, so he's getting on base, well, somewhat.
Last night felt like the first Ronald Acuna game to me.
In what way? What did you see?
The aggressiveness on the bases multiple times, just creating offense.
Isn't that what he always does when he gets on base? So if you saw some?
Yeah, but He had only had one stolen base before last night.
Yeah.
Last night he stole three. You heard the highlight there. He stole second, went to third on a throw. Later in the game, steals second, waits a couple pitches, takes third as well. It felt like his sort of game. And we're still waiting for him to get it cranked up with the power. I'm sure that'll come.
That's inevitable. Too talented not.
Come on.
You know,
we
some guys
know.
Just start slow sometimes for whatever reason. Again, that's baseball.
But
that's what it boils down to.
In the meantime, while he's not stroking the long ball, I like seeing him run. And I almost tweeted this as a joke yesterday after he stole second and stole third. If you're a pitcher, just balk. Just put him on second.
Right.
Like, he's screwing you over so much. He's messing with you so much when he's on first. Just put him on second. And then focus on Ozzie.
Well, if you're stealing third, you're stealing that on the pitcher. Pitcher's got to vary his looks back to second base and plus the bigger base and Ronald's speed. That kind of makes it very difficult. That was the intent, though. They want to get some offense in the game of baseball, my friend.
Yeah, I don't know. Just it felt like it was him last night. And I'm actually kind of anticipating today, if I can make a bold prediction, after feeling like Ronnie was back last night, he hits his first home run of the year today.
Encouraged by running all over the place last night.
I think it's time.
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, I think it's time. I think today he cranks one. Maybe right at the start would be nice.
And here's another one. John Calipari, of course, just out of nowhere, seemingly. Of course, this has been kind of percolating for months. He's been ready to get out of there. Calipari and in Kentucky, I think they were kind of sick of each other. It's a marriage that had run its course. Well, here's John Calipari. This is my dream job. He can't be talking about Arkansas. Did he dream about Arkansas as a Ute growing up? Let's hear from the coach.
This is a dream job. It was my dream job. Anybody in our profession looks at the University of Kentucky in basketball and said, that is the bluest of blue.
Yeah, so part of his, like...
Does he mean Democrat, or...?
Yeah, I don't think so. Part of his going away, goodbye, whatever, which was filmed on a cell phone, which is its own problem.
Him walking his dog in a baby carriage.
That was separate moments. I think it's an interesting situation to where both sides felt they needed a fresh start. You don't normally see that from what you would deem a dream job. Is Arkansas a, quote, step down? Maybe historically, traditionally.
Slightly, sure, but there's money out there.
There's
not
money.
Not monetarily.
And you reset the clock from angering a fan base. Isn't that part of it, too? Well, you've now got 8 years to underachieve.
Sounds like
before.
Romantic relationships,
I'm
too.
Just
I'm just
saying.
Gonna set the clock
you've got
before.
8 years now to underachieve before Arkansas
right,
turns
right.
on you, too. And you know, he won at Kentucky years ago, right? The Anthony Davis freshman squad, all that stuff. And he's kind of been like, if you do that.
What was that, 2012 last time?
Something like that. Yeah. But if you do that once, Rob, at Arkansas, at Arkansas, like, they're not going to turn on you 8 years later. Like, they're not going to be like, yeah, there was that, but what have you done for me recently? No, they're going to be like, Cal brought a title to Arkansas. He's got lifetime status.
Yep.
And so it makes sense. It makes sense for Kentucky. Here's where Cal screwed up. He should have made Kentucky pay the $32 million to fire him a week ago. Stop fighting for your job. Make them pay you the buyout and then just take Arkansas.
I don't know. He's been around for so long and made so much money that maybe that was an afterthought. Now this is about a new place, a fresh start, new perspective, you know?
I
cleanse the palate.
Both sides, I think, benefit from this, right? Kentucky's not firing Calipari.
Right.
Calipari says that Kentucky had an opportunity to match and didn't. So he's not just leaving. He's getting a better offer. You know, there's both sides come out of this looking pretty bright and bushy-tailed as compared to how some coaching divorces ultimately look.
Yeah. I saw a headline last night. I don't know. I'm sure it's probably true. I see where Kentucky may have offered Dan Hurley like $11 million a year.
I don't even think they put a number out, to be honest.
That's the number I saw. I don't know. Clearly, you know they're going after him. I just don't see him going there.
He said the night of the title that he wasn't leaving.
But we've heard that before, though. But I really believe it with him. He just seems...
We saw Nate Oates put out a statement as well at Alabama, and I don't know.
I wonder why that one was. Maybe they know something about the nonsense and ridiculous expectations in Lexington. It's like, I don't want to deal with that. Maybe.
I think there's a, yeah.
Don't know.
Scott Drew seems like an interesting choice.
Sure.
Everyone seems to like the fit for him there. I'm not sure.
You know what? Another name that's emerged is Bruce Pearl, believe it or not.
But he's, I don't think 61. He's leaving. I don't think he's leaving Auburn.
You never know.
I think he feels more, first off, Auburn's not tired of him. That's part of it.
Yeah.
I think he feels more connected to Auburn because of the second chance he was given to be a big-time college coach. And you also wonder, and I used to work with Coach Pearl. I know him pretty well. You do wonder the relationship, that what that meant to him, being given that opportunity
right.
to rebuild himself after what was a pretty big scandal at the time.
And plus, we automatically think that, well, clearly this coach would want to go there. Sometimes people are happy where they are. I always go back to Mark Few of Gonzaga. How many opportunities did he have to come to some other more glamorous program, although he's made Gonzaga a pretty glamorous program. But he loves living in the Pacific Northwest, but it's beautiful out there. He loves to fly fish. He loves that quality of life out there.
They took a step back this year, Gonzaga did.
Yep.
They seem to be the preseason ranking. I know we're talking about like way too early preseason.
Right.
Boy, they're like top five again.
They just can't quite seem to break through, though. But Bruce Pearl, that would be interesting. I think you might be right. He's so grateful they gave him a chance at Auburn to kind of revitalize his reputation, because you know the guy can clearly coach. And Auburn's been pretty relevant. They've played some good basketball.
It's not like you lose your ties to the – because Bruce Pearl has absolutely picked apart here in Atlanta in terms of his talent. You don't lose touch with the Atlanta basketball scene by going to Kentucky. Now, if you went to Texas or went somewhere a little further away, but – Kentucky doesn't – they're not out of touch with the seniors, so he still would be able to recruit this area quite well. But he's doing pretty good there at Auburn.
All right, the ratings are in for the Final Four. Women's final drew 18.9 million viewers. The men's, UConn, Purdue, 14.2 million. What's it going to be next year without the Caitlin Clark, 9 or 10 maybe? Because I think some people are going to stick around who enjoyed it, because once you go into the wormhole of women's basketball, you start learning about, well, Caitlin Clark. Well, there's a lot of other interesting, great players, too, and some of the coaches are very colorful. What would this number have been, like you said, had Caitlin Clark not
made
the final?
If it's UConn upsets Caitlin Clark in the semis and it's UConn versus South Carolina, you're probably still getting over 10.
Yeah.
But you're probably dealing with, like, maybe 12 or 14 or close to what the men's got. Caitlin Clark, I think, on her own, delivers 4 to 5 million.
I think she does, too. I absolutely think she does.
I think the game might be moved back in future years from 3 o'clock tip to maybe 6 or 6.30
maybe
tip.
Maybe more of a prime time thing. The time didn't matter because people wanted to see it, and they're going to drop what they're doing to watch a 3 o'clock game on
this
Sunday.
This year, yes. I think the idea that you can get eyes on your game might make you push that into prime time.
Yeah, maybe so. But we get eyes on football during the daytime on Saturday and Sunday. I'm not saying this is football, but I'm saying people want to watch stuff like that. And the men's 14.2 million.
I was surprised the number was that high, to be honest. Were you?
For the men?
At that time of night, with those two teams, it was a good game through half, so people stayed there. I was surprised it was that high. I thought it was going to be less, just compared to the women's game. I thought it'd be less, and so I'm pleasantly surprised. I think it's a good thing.
I mean, they've had the start time for the men's final at 9 o'clock, regardless, East Coast, West Coast.
It's crazy. 9:20 is wild.
Why? I don't understand why.
To ruin my next morning. That's why. It was played in Phoenix. I get that. So you're tipping at what? 6:20 there, excuse me. I've lived in L.A., and maybe, you know, doing the line of work that we're in, Rob, like we have a little bit more time. Our schedules are not as straightforward as 9 to 5 like the traditional workday. I never had an issue with any tip time or start time when I lived in L.A., like in terms of it being early or whatever. It wasn't like that.
Well, what's cool about out there, you wake up, have breakfast, and have an NFL game. That's kind of cool.
But the weekend's one thing, but even like Monday night football starting at 5:20, no one complained. It was never an issue. The complaints always come from the East Coast being too late. I'll tell you what, and I'm going to ride this for a year, and people are going to be real tired of it.
That's why you're going to do it.
Well, not the time. If Duke makes the Final Four next year, you're going to have over 20 million. I think people – I'm stuck on this. I think people are going to tune in to see Cooper Flagg and Duke next year, like they tuned in to see Caitlin Clark and Iowa this year.
Yeah, there's a lot of hype around that kid coming in.
Cooper Flagg is projected to be the number one pick. When was the last time we had a high school player projected to be the number one pick playing collegiate ball? Because we've got a number of years now of European guys or even Canadian guys being the number one pick.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a while. Zion, maybe people kind of drew eyes, but I think people are going to watch Duke.
Man, I always knew that Zion, with his size and the amount of torque and stress he puts on his limbs and as big as he is, I knew he'd be oft injured coming into the NBA. It's just weird somebody that big can move like that. All right, coming up next. Oh, by the way, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Trae Young may return tonight for the Hawks as they host Charlotte. I'll be there. But should he? It's coming up next. It's Andy and Randy featuring Abe, Rob, and Bo. Sports Radio, 1990 Game.
99 Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We got Tribble and Gordon in for Andy and Randy today. Hawks getting ready to host Charlotte tonight after a double overtime loss to Miami last night. And Trae Young might play tonight. The question is, should he? Had surgery on his left pinky. Now, that's going to affect his handle more than anything else, his dribbling ability. I wonder how much that's what I'm going to be really fascinated to see. Luckily, I have really good seats tonight. We'll be able to get a nice up-close view of how that pinky does tonight if he does, in fact, play.
Yeah, look, we talked about it off-air a little bit here, Rob. I think you're going to have him and want to have him. You're going to need to have him if you're going to make any sort of run in the play-in rounds or certainly if you're going to face Boston. And I understand how it's looked in regards to what the team has accomplished without Trae Young versus what they were doing with Trae Young. But last night, a 117-111 double overtime loss to the Miami Heat. And a bucket in overtime, an extra bucket in regulation, and you're able to find a way to win. And I mentioned it. This team was 10 of 46 from three.
That's not very good.
And that simply is not going to be enough. And
we could go out and do that. Maybe 7 of 46.
I played last weekend. I shot about 50%. I don't know if it was NBA range. But with the pressure on, if I had to, I don't know if I'm hitting 10 out of 50.
No.
I don't know if I'm hitting 10 out of 50. It's really about if you get hot, right? Like as an amateur shooter. Because you can just have, like, for a quick stretch, you just feel it, and you hit, like, three or four in a row.
The rim looks like a big old bucket. As MJ famously said,
do you get some lucky bounces? Do you maybe bank one in on accident? That's how one of us would get to 10 out of 46. But these guys are pros. Some of these shots were open. Some of them were not, by the way. But to me, it just down the stretch, you need to create offense. And I understand the team looks better defensively without Trae. I understand that the ball's moving a little bit more without Trae.
More people involved.
However you want to detail it, however you want to defend it to yourself, that's fine. They need offense. And in a game where one bucket nets you a win, you needed offense. And I don't know. I feel like tonight would be a good night for him to come back. Both teams are on a back-to-back. Luka Doncic just tore up Charlotte last night. He scored 21 points in the first quarter. Yeah. He had made 5 threes, I think, in the first quarter. He was tearing them up. So, you know, this is a team that's maybe not overly interested in playing defense either. So, you know, bring Trae in and let him go. The question is, to what extent are you don't start? Do you start him tonight? If he's able to play.
Yeah, why not?
Is there a minutes restriction? Remember, you're probably down Jalen Johnson based on what we saw from the ankle last night.
Maybe
do you let? I like the idea.
25-30 minutes maybe tonight?
I like the idea of letting the team get into rhythm and with DeJounte running it to
start. And
then
bringing him off the bench.
And seeing if you can hold that rhythm. And then the game after, he starts. And maybe he can get to that. You see what I'm saying? Like, I have this big topic I'm going to do on my show tomorrow night. In the basis...
Abe TL?
Yeah. Well, 92.9 The Game tonight featuring the Abe TL. That's right. We ask and we project the idea that NFL quarterbacks are much more benefited by sitting and learning and watching for a little bit of time. Not every quarterback is afforded that opportunity, right? Bryce Young had to start.
I wonder what the actual truth is behind that. It sounds good in principle. I'm sure it's benefited some guys, but sometimes just baptism by fire, throw them in the water, swim or die also.
I'm not saying it's reality. I'm saying there's a premise of an appearance that guys benefit. Yeah. We talk about Jordan Love. You talk about Patrick Mahomes for a year. I mean, you can run through the list of guys, even if it's for half of a season or part of a season that sat and watched and learned. And the question I have, and I'm going to deep dive it tomorrow night, is there any opportunity that Trae Young has actually learned by sitting on the sidelines for 25 games or whatever the number ended up being?
Learned what precisely?
A lot of different things. Weaknesses in his game, how to improve incorporating his teammates.
That's a good question.
The offensive flow. Has he been able to see something that Quinn has been trying to get him to do that maybe he wasn't doing? Is there an advancement by viewing?
What, as far as what, basketball IQ maybe? Not just going on sheer talent?
I don't want to use the term, but like understanding the process.
Yeah. Maybe, but how engaged was he in watching games
when
he wasn't?
And if, by the way, if that happens, can he actually input that into his game? Or will that
that's
be erased when he gets on the floor?
Get it, to intellectually understand it, then to physically apply
to
it.
To see that
things.
It might work and actually making it work are not the same
thing. Yeah, it just makes me wonder, big picture, what's going to happen in the offseason. This is going to be a fascinating offseason for the Hawks.
It definitely is. And look,
because he and Jonte Murray have zero chemistry on the floor together. We've that's been established.
Is there a way to make it work? Whether you're talking about their time on the floor together is minimalized.
Right.
Is there a way to make it work? And I'll say this, like, because this is where I do place blame on Trae Young. And I'm sure there are people who are going to tweet at me and say, you don't know what you're talking about, you're wrong. The way this should have worked, and it very clearly won't, is that Trae became off-ball guard. His shooting abilities should have allowed him to become one of the best two guards in the league.
And his dad has always been saying how he played off-ball all the time at Oklahoma.
Well, it didn't happen here in the league. I think we've seen... He would have had fair opportunity without the ball in his hands with DeJounte running point. DeJounte had a triple-double last night, 13 assists. He spreads the ball around. The offense flows. The offense moves. If it were going to work, one of these two ball-dominant guards becoming an off-ball guard, it had to be Trae. They kind of tried it for like 8 games. It wasn't taking.
No.
That's on Trae. Like, pick whoever you want to move forward with the franchise. The fact that it did not work with both of these guys combining, in my opinion, that's on Trae.
Sounds like a wrestling match. Loser leaves town. Right?
Maybe they can slap fight for it.
It's fascinating, man. What would this town's reaction be? Oh, we let another superstar go. Oh, just like Dominique, blah, 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 blah.
Here's my thing.
I just want this team to get back to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'd like to see them at least have a chance to taste a championship. As currently constituted, you know that's not going to happen. So something's going to have to happen drastically.
What if they randomly click for – what if they somehow get into the playoffs, run through the play-in round again? They're undefeated in those play-in games. What if they somehow go – look, we just beat Boston after coming back from down 30. We just beat them a second time on a game winner from DeJounte, right? We beat them twice here at State Farm.
Well, see, that's
what if something happens where they go in as the 8 seed and beat the number 1 seed
in
Boston Celtics?
Trae and Jonte just
– whatever.
Somehow
yeah.
It just happens. Well, that brings me to your fundamental point. You're talking about doing that deep dive tomorrow night. What did Trae learn? He's sitting there. Was he watching, paying attention to nuances that he may not notice when he's actually in the game? Now that he's away from it for 20-25 games, how much did he try to apply that watching film, watching tendencies of Jonte? Would Trae do that? I don't know.
The ultimate question, and
you know what I'm saying, though, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. The ultimate question I'll have, and again, this is tomorrow night. I'm going to take calls on it. Is like, can the team look the way they've looked, play the way they've played with Trey in the game?
Yeah.
That's what we're really asking.
And that's on Trey. Like you said, that's
right.
On Trey.
That's right. And if the answer's no, that would be the second time, in my opinion, that Trey hasn't been able to adjust his game to better serve the team. And that's where it becomes an issue, because I don't think you're better without Trey. I've been on record saying I do not think you're better. I think look, DeJounte was 3-of-12 from three last night. Like, we need better shooting. Trey gives you better shooting. We needed a bucket down the stretch. Trey gets you a bucket down the stretch.
What does Trey do to try to get better? All your great players, they do something. Well, I have a weakness here. It may not be noticeable to people watching the game, but I know this is a weakness. I have to address this. Does Trey look at things that way?
Right. And it would start with moving without the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Because even in the offense that he runs as a ball-dominant point guard, he'll pass the ball to someone and go stand in a corner.
This thing is gifted passer. We see that elite passer.
He had 10.8 assists on the season. He's averaging 10.8 assists on the season before he went down.
Tough. I would have a hard time with this team trading Trae Young, because I love Trae. I see all of his limitations, but it's just if you do that, it almost sounds like you're blowing it up and rebuilding. Well, how long that takes in the NBA.
But you're not
getting anywhere right now either.
With respect to what DeJounte Murray has been able to do, how the team has looked, and what DeJounte is individually himself as a player,
mm-hmm.
I think he's further away from being an elite player in this league than Trey is.
I agree with that.
And that is why I'm hesitant to move off of Trey.
Yeah.
Because you're going to need multiple elites, by the way. Not one elite player. Multiple elite players.
Dante's just a step below that.
It's not far. Yeah. But it's enough to where I don't know if you can get over a hump with DeJounte as a centerpiece.
No, I think he is what he is. And there's nothing wrong with that. But, no, he's not going to all of a sudden elevate himself to be one of those
elite players.
If Trey
can take what Trey does best and run the system that we've been running with DeJounte, marriage his skill set versus what the team is hoping to do under Quinn Snyder, you're getting the best of both worlds.
That's the key name right there, because I love Quinn Snyder. I think he's a very good basketball mind, clearly, but he's also a brilliant psychologist. And if anyone can get to Trey to appeal to him to do that, it
and
would
that's
be
why
Snyder.
I'm interested to see if he plays tonight, if he starts, or if the team gets into a rhythm and then brings him in to kind of weave it in. That's what I'm looking at tonight, if he's available.
Oh, wait a minute. I just saw this coming up in No Huddle. UFL kicker fractures his neck. This is a guy that made a back-to-back 60-plus yards.
No, not that kicker. Say a different kicker.
Well, good for that. Well, I don't wish him to have a broken neck either. But
I got some thoughts on this.
Holy smokes. We're going to come back and hear Abe's thoughts. We have no choice. It's Andy and Randy, Tribble and Abe in Sports Radio 99 game.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.